Warhammer Age of Sigmar Starter Sets 2026, which edition to buy, Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. The Mortal Realms have asterisk exploded with new player love, and if you're thinking about joining the Lightning Blessed Stormcast Eternals, the Skittering Skaven, or the Tusked Cruliboys, the selection right now is absolutely asterisk chef's kiss. The community's been going wild over how accessible Age of Sigmar has become. Seriously, the forums are full of people who jumped in with these starter boxes and never looked back. The trick is knowing which box matches your vibe. Are you going solo, painting with a buddy, already know which faction steals your heart? We've got you covered with what's actually out there and what makes sense for your situation. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you start cheap or go all in, let me give you the honest version because the Mortal Realms don't need another breathless sales pitch. Your decision comes down to one question: are you playing alone or with someone? 25 Pushfit Minis, 5 Stormcast Liberators, 20 Skaven Clan Rats, 6 pots of Citadel paint, a brush, and a 48-page handbook that teaches you the game in small, digestible battle plans. The genuinely clever part most people miss: those minis are on push-off frames, so you don't even need clippers to start. It's designed to be a hug, not a contract. If you've got a friend in this with you, the math changes completely. That's the move the community keeps coming back to, edition after edition. The hobby meets you exactly where you are. Buy the box that matches how you actually intend to play this month, not the fantasy army you'll have in 2 years. What's actually inside each box? The model counts, nobody tells you. Here's the breakdown retailers bury, and it's the single most useful thing to know before you spend a cent. The boxes are not interchangeable, they differ in models, books, and intent. 6 paints: Cantor Blue, Retributor Armor, Lead Belcher, Rackarth Flesh, Corn Red, Steel Legion Drab, Brush, Dice, Mini Handbook. Extremis costs more than the starter set largely because it carries the complete core rules in print, where the starter set ships only a slimmer handbook. One nuance worth knowing: the lavish 272-page hardback core book is exclusive to Skaventide. Extremis gives you the same rules content in softback form. Factor the rules in and the value story rearranges itself. Stormcast vs. Cruliboys vs. Skaven, which factions are you actually getting? Every starter box pairs the Golden Stormcast Eternals, the narrative heart of Age of Sigmar, and the faction on nearly every box for over a decade, against a foil. Which foil you get changes the whole feel of your first games. The introductory and starter sets pit Stormcast against the Skittering Skaven. This is the gentlest learning matchup, and there's a real reason beginners thrive here. Clan rats are a horde of cheap, forgiving little ratmen with simple profiles, so a new player gets to move a lot of models and learn the rhythm without drowning in special rules. Stormcast, by contrast, are a small elite force. You learn both ends of the army design spectrum in one box. The Extremis set swaps in the Tusked Cruliboys, Auruk Warklands, sneaky, swampy greenskins who fight with poison, ambushes, and trickery. Mechanically, it's a touch spicier than clan rats, but it's a genuinely fun, characterful matchup, and the units are balanced for teaching. And here's the insider note worth tucking away. When Games Workshop launched 4th edition, the whole edition was themed around the Skaven, which is why Skaventide is wall-to-wall ratmen. So if those gnawing, conniving, gloriously evil little creatures are speaking to you, Skaven is the most supported army in the game right now, with the freshest sculpts. Picking your faction isn't just aesthetics, it's choosing your tactical personality for the next year. What is Spearhead, and why are veterans quietly obsessed with it? If you've only heard of the big starter boxes, Spearhead is the format that's been quietly reshaping how people get into Age of Sigmar, and it's the single best-kept secret for new players. Spearhead is a fast, fixed-force version of the game. Here's the part that matters: there is no list building. Each faction has one spearhead box containing a fixed set of models, and that box is your army exactly as it comes. No agonizing over points, no did I bring the optimal loadout, no spreadsheet. You open the box, you have a legal force. For anyone intimidated by traditional wargaming's homework, this removes the scariest barrier entirely. Games play on a small 22x30 board in roughly 45 to 60 minutes, a fraction of full Age of Sigmar's footprint and time. And the rules are genuinely free. After launch, the Spearhead rules for every box go up on Warhammer Community as a free PDF download, so you can read the whole format before spending anything. The competitive crowd loves it because the fixed forces make it a pure skill game. You and your opponent are testing decisions, not wallets. The newcomer crowd loves it because you can learn the entire game in one lunch break. Is Skaventide still worth hunting down in 2026? Skaventide was the launch box for 4th edition, so it's purpose-built to be a statement of value. 74 models is roughly double what Extremis gives you, and the model split: 50 Skaven, Clawlord on Gnaw Beast, Grey Seer, Warlock Engineer, Rat Augers, Warplock Jezzels, 40 Clan Rats versus 24 Stormcast, leans hard into that Ratman launch theme. But the real sleeper feature is the books. This is the box that carries the full 272-page hardback core rulebook and the 144-page spearhead, Fire and Jade book, the only starter where you get that lavish hardback core book rather than the softback rules. That's two complete game modes in one purchase. The honest caveat, and I won't soften it, is that 74 models is genuinely a lot to face on day one. So many unit types, so many war scrolls. For an absolute first-timer who just wants a clean, friendly first game, that density can be overwhelming, and Extremis or the introductory set will be a calmer landing. One availability reality, Skaventide is a launch product, and launch boxes get discontinued once the edition matures. As of mid-2026, it's still turning up on retailer shelves, but stock varies wildly by region and shop. If your local store has it priced fairly, that window may not stay open. This is a buy-it-when-you-see-it box, not a wait-for-a-sale box. The brand new option, should you wait for City of Ash, this is the piece most older guides haven't caught up on yet, so consider it your edge. In April 2026, Games Workshop launched Spearhead. City of Ash pre-orders opened mid-April, with the box releasing in early May, and it quietly changes the starter set conversation. City of Ash brings back the classic two-player starter set format, but built natively around the faster Spearhead game mode. Inside, two complete Spearhead forces, Cities of Sigmar versus the Skaven of Clan Eshin, plus a battle pack of missions, a city-themed double-sided board, Ruin Manor terrain, and a 72-page handbook with the core rules. In other words, it's the welcoming both armies in one box, split it with a friend experience of Extremis, married to the no-homework simplicity of Spearhead. Why this matters for your decision: if you're choosing today and you love the idea of fast, fixed-force games with a friend, City of Ash may be the most newcomer-friendly two-player box currently on shelves, a genuine alternative to Extremis rather than a niche add-on. It also signals where the line is heading. Spearhead is increasingly the front door to the hobby, not a side format. My honest steer, and I'm hedging because availability and your local pricing will decide it, is this. If you and a friend want the absolute gentlest two-player on-ramp, price check City of Ash against Extremis before you buy. If you want the deepest single-army experience and the full printed rules, the older boxes still win. Both are real, both are good, the best one is the one stocked near you at a fair price. What do you actually need to get painting and playing? Less than the internet will try to sell you. Here's the truth about gearing up. To play, every starter set is complete in the box. Pushfit minis, they clip together, genuinely no glue required to start, dice, ruler, and rules. You can play your first game with bare gray plastic. That very night, unpainted models are 100 game legal. Don't let anyone tell you you need to paint first. For durability, pushfit joints can pop loose over time, especially on minis you'll transport. One pro habit that costs nothing: before painting, run a hobby knife along the faint mold lines on flat surfaces and faces. That single step is the difference between a good paint job and a great one. For painting, here's the genuinely useful shortcut. New painters should lean on Citadel Contrast Paints. One thick coat over a primed model does the shading and base in a single pass, which is borderline magic on a Horde army. Wildwood is a beloved one coat for Skaven fur. For Stormcast, whose armor is gold metallic, the usual move is a metallic base shaded with a brown wash, Reikland Flesh Shade or Siger Brown to deepen the recesses, though a gray shade like Basilicanum Gray can give it a cooler, polished look if that's the vibe you're after. So what should you actually buy? The honest decision tree, let me make this dead simple because you've earned a straight answer. It's the side door into the mortal realms and nobody regrets walking through it. It's the consensus two-player pick across multiple editions for a reason. The faction pairing works, the model count satisfies, and it carries the complete core game rules in print, so you're not buying a rulebook separately. Fixed forces, 45-minute games, both armies in one box. You skip the split army and go deep on one tactical identity from game one. None of these are duds. That's not me being nice, it's genuinely the state of the line right now. Pick the one that fits the life you actually live, grab a brush, and come find the community. You're going to have fun, I promise. Final verdict. The Mortal Realms are genuinely welcoming right now, and that's not hype, it's real community energy. The Extremis starter set is the honest best choice for two people or one determined builder, and if you're going solo without a friend, the introductory set removes all the friction. If you've already committed to a faction, the Spearhead boxes are tactical gold asterisk. None of these are duds, pick the one that fits your life, grab a brush, and join the community. You're going to have fun, I promise. Frequently asked questions: do I need glue if I buy one of these boxes? Not immediately, all models are push fit and click together without glue. But if you want durability, especially for models you'll transport or use in play, grab some plastic cement, Citadel plastic glue, or Tamiya extra thin. Can I play immediately out of the box or do I need to paint first? Play immediately. The models are gray plastic and totally game legal unpainted. Painting comes next and is genuinely half the fun, but the introductory set even includes six starter paints so you can get a feel for the brush without committing to a full hobby setup. Are these games good for two players or do I need more? Most starter sets are explicitly two-player designs, Stormcast vs. Skaven or Stormcast vs. Krulaboyz. They work great for one-on-one nights. If you want multiplayer, you'd expand with additional army boxes later, though Spearhead boxes pair well as add-ons. Is Spearhead different from regular Age of Sigmar and should a beginner care? Spearhead is a smaller, faster variant, 45 min versus 2+ hours for full games, that's becoming increasingly popular. Beginners should know, if you buy a Spearhead box, you need the Spearhead rulebook to play, whereas the Extremis starter set has full AOS rules. They're compatible armies but different game modes, decide which appeals more to you. What's the difference between Games Workshop's official site and Amazon pricing? Should I buy the Citadel starter paint plus tools set alongside a starter box? The introductory set includes some paints but not enough for a full army. If you're unsure, the introductory set's paints are legit enough to test your interest before investing more.